Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishma, Sarah Malka, Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Mesechta Chala, and the Mishnah tells us as follows in the second parak Mishnayos Hey and Vav. The Mishnah says, "Hamafresh Chala so kemach ina Chala." Right? If somebody goes ahead and he separates his Chala from flour. Before it was made into a dough, so the part doesn't become challah, because the language of the Torah is mireishes ariso sechem, it has to be from the dough. Begezel biyad kohen, and the Mishnah wants us to know that it's considered stolen as long as it's in the kohen's hand. In other words, if he gives challah flour to a kohen, the kohen has to give it back to him, because if he doesn't do so, he's stealing. Now, even though the owner gave it to the kohen, he did so because he thought it was challah. The kohen had to actually return it. However, the Mishnah does continue and says, Ha'isa atzma chayeves b'chala. The dough itself, if the owner deeds a dough from the remaining flour, that dough is obligated in chala, because the chala that he thought he separated from the flour really was not chala, so it doesn't take care of the chala requirement. The akemach and the flour that was given to the kohen as chala, im yeshbo kashir chayeves b'chala, if that is still 5 revayim, so then it's also chayev in chala. Ba'asura l'zarim divrei Rabbi Yeshua, it cannot be given to a non-kohen. So Amr Lo, so the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yeshua, they turn around and they say, listen, the Chachamim prohibited non-Kohanim to eat this flour. They disagree with Rabbi Yeshua on that point, and they say, Maiso Kfasha Zakin Zar. There was an incident in which Talmid Chacham once took flour which was designated as challah and given to a Kohen, and he ate it. Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Yeshua said back to them, Avu kil kaliyatzmo. He was mistaken in his view that he was allowed to be eaten, and what he did was improper, and so he ruined things for himself because he was due to punishment. However, v'tikein lacherim, he did manage to fix somewhat for the other non-kohanim who might either later eat flour based on this incident. Now they'd be held chayev. Now they wouldn't be held chayev because this guy's actions led them to assume they were allowed to eat challah flour, and so therefore their violation is not considered a mezid; it's just going to be considered an onis. So the Mishnah continues and says, "Chameishas revoim kemach chayev and bechala." 5 revoim of flour count as a chiyev for challah, and so therefore. The amount is approximately understood in the Mishnah to be 5 revoim or 43.2 beitzim. So in that situation, nowadays it's somewhere between 2.5 and 5 pounds of flour, and that assumed the Mishnah does tell us that's assuming even if it's together with its sourdough, its fine bran, its coarse bran, it totals 5 revoim, it's obligated in challah. But nikal mursan mitochan v'chazal letochan, if a person takes out the coarse bran and then mixes it back in, then it doesn't contribute to the 5 revoim. Because it's not common even for the poor people to mix bran into the flour once it's sifted. And so therefore, once you separate it into its own entity, and then he mixes it back inside, it's really actually less than the 5 revoim, and so therefore, it's not going to contribute to make the size of being chayev and challah. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.